Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What an event that was. Bobby is fist pumping for it right here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Raf James Choppy, and we have our Cowboys Insider along with Peyton and Rai in the back. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. The pre-draft press conference for the festivities tomorrow night. We will take over all the different Pluckers locations and, of course, the coverage. Hosted by Zach Wilczek, Bobby Belt, Brian Broaddus, amongst others. And I have Gaslight, Sales, Sunning, Cap, D-Line, all written down. RJ Choppy, where would you like to start with what happened yesterday on this station?
Oh, I just think you start right from the beginning.
Okay.
Because they I don't know if this was a planted question. I have no idea. Probably not. But this was right from the get-go. They had a narrative they wanted to get across.
Couple of them.
And Jerry went right to it.
We're very proud of our personnel. Very proud of this roster. Very much think this roster, without knowing right now how much the rookies are going to contribute, we're very, very feel good about the promise of the team that we're going to have this year with this roster. And I do principally because of what Steven said. We will have young players step up, no names that become names, because names have left and are off the roster. And so those guys have got to step up. You cannot play and run a team in the NFL without counting on this dynamic going on. And so we do feel good about these guys coming in. Is it ambiguous? Of course it is. It's ambiguous if you had a veteran out there. He could get hurt in training camp and you not have him again. So we're in an ambiguous business when it comes to projecting. But to answer your question, I think I'm answering it. But
here we go.
The question is, in my mind, about all of this, how do we feel about where we've been in this free agency? We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in. All in.
Two.
All in.
Three.
We're all in with these young guys coming on. And we're all in with this draft.
Five. Now, let me say this.
Defiant.
That's exactly where I was going to go. In listening to this, because like a loser, I went back and watched too. In listening to this and reading, it sounded defiant in my opinion. And going back to watch, and Ryan does a tremendous job on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, there's a little bit of a smile.
Of course.
There was a little bit. It viewed and watched a lot more lighthearted than what I thought listening to it originally, in my opinion.
Defiance can be, like, from a trolling position, though.
Yeah.
Like when I walk in here,
he was definitely,
like,
that was trolly. I mean, the gaslighting that started trending throughout DFW all came from that. They know.
Yeah.
They know everything that's been said. They're keeping track of everything. And he was not going to go up there yesterday and say, I kind of messed up. I shouldn't have said that. He is going to make us reconsider whether we need to change the English language. That is how damn stubborn that man is. He is not going to bend off of it. He's going to make you. I'm sitting there listening to a lot of this, and Amanda's like, what is he saying? What is he saying? And I did this with Cuban early on while doing this show. I'm like, is he so smart and I'm so dumb that I'm just not understanding the language and the verbiage? And that's what I sometimes think with Jerry. Or is it like, no, this is why the Cowboys haven't won a lot in the past 25 years or won anything of significance? Because I have Amanda, generic sports fan, saying, huh? And I'm like, man, he's talking over my head because he's a genius. He's brilliant. But it was a lot more lighthearted, in my opinion, watching it. They did want to get their messages across. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. I think two things that were evident in that first statement.
Yeah.
Is he wanted to get across is that, one, he wants to show they're not cheap. That it wasn't, we're not cheap. We're not being cheap here.
It's salary.
And two, like he always does, every single year,
yep,
he wants to boost the roster.
Yep.
He wants to boost the appearance of the roster.
This is a roster that we think can get over the hump.
Every single year, they try to boost the roster
job,
so they can point the finger at somebody else. And it's never at the players. They never point the finger at the players because they pick the players. So they're not going to do that.
The other thing that was very prevalent in that clip, the youth. That's all they kept talking about, Bobby, is the young players that have to step up. And Mike McCarthy's like, I'm not even talking about the players that are going to be drafted. It is the players, the no-names that are on this roster. A lot of pressure on Will McClay in the draft. A lot of pressure on the younger guys on this team.
Yeah, which is why when we've talked about the defensive tackle question, why I've been like, you can't afford to do anything with defensive tackle early in the draft. Because you just picked Mozzie Smith. He's got to be better. They need Luke Schoonmaker to be better. They need Overshown to come up off of the injury. They need guys to click into place. They need guys to become, you know, who they picked them to be. And they're definitely leaning on that. But the all-in, he is so keenly aware of everything that's been said about it. If you wonder, like, do they hear you from the outside? Sometimes Cowboys fans are like, it's like they don't even hear us. Your evidence yesterday was they hear you.
Yeah.
They hear you so much more than a lot of other teams do, it feels like. And maybe that's good, maybe that's bad, but Jerry heard it, and that was calculated. I'm going to drop this reference again.
Yep.
I'm going to say it over and over and over again to show you. That's why I say it's defiant. Even if he's smiling about it, he's defiantly saying to you, when he goes, all in, all in, all in. Like, he knows, like, I'll say it five more effing times.
Yesterday,
what are you
like,
going to do?
Made me consider a third possibility of what all in means. And I'm like, maybe he's talking about hardworking. Like, we're all in. We're working on the draft. I'm working at 2 a.m. on the extensions. We're working on these young players. We're working on I'm like, okay, maybe all in. Maybe all in now. I know I'm guilty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Overthinking it. We all are whenever Jerry speaks, because I don't even think he knew what he was necessarily saying. But I was like reconsidering. I'm like, okay, maybe now he's talking about just working hard.
Yeah, maybe all in. Like, if you're trying to draw an analogy and get a mental picture of what that may mean, you might look at, like, how Sean is going to work at Pluckers versus how Bassick is going to work at Pluckers for the draft coverage and go, one is all in and the other is an example of, you know, the control
gosh.
Subject.
I'm fascinated to see what happens tomorrow.
I don't think I'm going to be in a good mood Friday at all. I thought today was going to be my worst day of the week with the Mavs ending it at midnight. No, I have a feeling it's going to be Friday. But I am going to get his money. I'm going to get a share of that money when he walks out early. Okay.
Get that TV money.
What do you say to fans, Jerry, that are upset that you haven't spent at all in the offseason?
Well, you can understand there is, I didn't just understand where we are with our cap at the Senior Bowl. That's something we live with and know like I would understand everything financially around here. And so I think our structure and our involvement at every level that we are in our process of getting personnel is ideal for making good decisions. I know what it's like to make a mistake because I'm going to be living with it 10 years from now. I'm not just in here for a five-year session at GM and then gone. So I know what it's like to have to live with how you're doing. That bears on it.
So the intent of that answer was, in my opinion, all of you suggesting I don't know how the cap works and we don't know what we're doing and questioning our money guy, that's insulting. That's not the case. I didn't just read about the salary cap at the Senior Bowl. And then yesterday, Bobby, they talked about the credit card a ton. Yeah. Trying to explain how we're in this situation and what led up to it.
Yeah, which is that's the analogy we've drawn here when we talk about it, is that they've been living off of credit cards. And that's basically what Jerry said. Like, we've been living off the credit card for a while. I think what's fascinating there is, again, you hear Jerry, how often has Brian made the point of like, well, the Cowboys don't feel the same sort of pressure that other people do because Jerry's the GM, Steven's the personnel guy. Like, they don't have to worry about their jobs being on the line the way other people in the building do because they own the team and they're not going to fire themselves. And that's always been considered here's a luxury you have. No, Jerry turns that around yesterday and Jerry goes, you kidding me? Because I can't be fired, I have to live with these decisions for 10 years.
Yeah.
I have to, these people get to move on from this job. I have to stand here and painfully be reminded of mistakes I made 10 years ago as GM. That is far greater a burden than it is a comfort that my job is not at risk.
It's the burden of ownership. It's the, hey, listen, this is my money on the line. This is my risk on the line. But it's also like, I think he also was just trying to show how still in the weeds he is with all this.
Socks and jocks.
Is that where
you felt like he was sunning us?
That's where I felt like he was sunning us. First of all, you don't know what you're talking about. I know the salary cap, okay? I am in this. Yeah. I didn't learn about this at the Senior Bowl, kids. Yeah. Second of all, y'all think that Will's running the show, that I'm not running, that Steven's... No. I'm still running the show. I know what the salary cap is.
I'm not ready for...
I got to live with it. I got to live with all the rights and the wrongs.
And I'm not ready for the extensions.
Yeah.
I'm the most fascinating... The most fascinating part to me, though, was what he said, and I thought the media did a nice job yesterday. I would have loved for a follow-up to this.
You may be working on it
Stop it. I should have said it better. This is Jane Slater, who got as much praise as I've seen her get on social media in a long time. Bobby got Jane for 7:20 this morning live on the show. This is her asking, why haven't you gotten the extensions done early?
You may be working on it and not moving anything but your eyebrows. Who in the world would think that we're not working on it? I work on it. It pops open at 2 a.m. sometimes. What you're actually question is why don't you have something done and negotiated and put in the drawer? Well, we'd like to see some more leaves fall. We'd like to see some more action.
Mm.
It's called option. A lot of guys need to hand it off. First guy through the line. Another one will keep it another step, decide whether to pitch it or not. He'll decide whether to turn upfield with it, and then he's still got a pitch left. So it's called option quarterback. That's working the problem. That's working the problem.
What the heck does that mean about evaluation, about options, about why these players aren't signed? That, to me, is the most fascinating question and part of the press conference. Let's try to figure out what that means. Back to the Mavs evening the series. Jane Slater, they're in the expressway. A Texas Rangers 4-ticket giveaway all coming up for the 6 a.m. Club right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.